Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Right, we have on this line, if the technology has worked, Carol and Bob Bridgestock. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Calvin, Maggie and your friends there, and everybody at Vectis.
Hello. How are you two?
We're good, thanks.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
It's not raining at the moment in Yorkshire, would you believe?
Well, it's down here, that's why. It's raining here instead.
It's got to flow one way.
I know.
We've had enough of it here.
But could you take it back, please?
Well, it'll be a bucket at a time, I think.
Now, you're going to tell us all about your new book, which is a departure from your previous ones, which is a series with the star being D.I. Jack Dylan. But now...
It is, yeah. We've got a new series coming out, Maggie, and you've actually reviewed it for us, haven't you, very kindly?
I have, and you've got a new star, and she's a she. She's a D.I. Charlie Mann, yes.
She is, Charlie Mann, yeah. She's
so tell us all about her, then.
Well, she's a tenacious, feisty female of Yorkshire extraction. She's been newly promoted to the head of CID.
Oh, right.
In Huddersfield,
yeah.
And she's got the grim discovery of two corpses identified as potential victims of prejudice. Trio of malfuncturing, malevolent males.
That's too many M's for me.
Yeah, there's
isn't
a sprinkle of a mixture of traditional folklore. She believes in the hob and the folklore of Yorkshire.
Yeah.
We have had great fun in researching, Maggie.
I bet you did.
And a workplace ethos which needs bringing into the 21st century, so she's working with a load of males.
Dinosaurs.
Are they dinosaurs? Yes, I was going to say.
In the back six, yes, she is. But she's got a dedicated team of professionals which are determined to see change happen. And the result is a potent cocktail of powerful enough to satisfy the appetite of the most demanding crime fiction.
But I have actually, as you say, reviewed it. I'm not going to give anything away. But it is so well written and it's just wonderful, I think. The character is lovely. And
that's
I'm sure it's you on the front there, Carol.
Well, it could be. It might be me, you know.
No, your hair's not that long.
It might be me, you know. Don't knock it.
No, your hair's not that long, Bob.
No, but wigs comes in all... Wigs, you can get wigs in all colours these days, can't you?
So
but, for us, it's a sidestep from Dylan, but he'll be back.
Oh, good.
In the not-too-distant future. But in the meantime, our agent wanted us, and publisher wanted to see if we could start a new character,
yeah.
A new series.
Yeah.
And we did. And it took a lot of work.
A lot of
restraint on our part from not sounding too much like Dylan.
You were being restrained, Bob.
Well, yeah. Well, Carol takes over these days. I mean... It was so easy, because we saw, 9 books on the Dylan series, it's so easy just to become Dylanism. And we made sure we didn't, so we read it and wrote it till we were happy with it. And the nice thing is, both the publisher and our agent thought, yeah, amazing. We expected to
find... It is amazing, it's fabulous.
Dylan, but we couldn't. And we're romping away with two in the series. That one comes out, as you know, or for your listeners, on the 6th of... December on ebook and the 9th of January in paperback.
Yeah.
They will not be disappointed if they like crime fiction.
They won't be disappointed
and,
at all.
And we're well on the way with the second and third. So
really?
But off at a pace. We've got to do something when it rains all the time.
I know, this is true.
No, we miss the climate on the Isle of Wight.
We do.
And the pace of life down there.
But we miss you too.
Oh, that's lovely.
Well,
are you coming to see us, aren't you, Maggie?
We are.
We are coming to see you at 12
Cents a Month. Too much, but you never know. There may be an opportunity with a film company returning there in the not too distant
future. Yeah, to the Isle
of Wight. Oh, right. Okay.
So will there be any...
And once we can spill the beans...
You will be the first to know, Maggie.
Oh, thank you. And will there be a crossover between the two?
What's happening with Payback is, you know, like Bob said, our agent said, you know, I'd like you to write something completely different, obviously in the same genre. And when we did and we submitted it, he said when he met us to give us a contract for another book, which, like Bob says, we're writing at the moment.
Yeah.
He said, you know what? He said, I wonder, it would be quite fun to actually have a crossover.
Yeah.
So having Dylan come into the series.
Yeah.
But with Dylan having like 9 books, you know, like you say in the series, the Dylan series. Obviously, Dylan's 10 years older.
He could be a consultant.
Of course, with Deadly Focus. So, in respect, he's almost the older guy now.
Yeah, but he could.
Obviously,
he could...
Charlie Mann's the youngster.
But Carol,
calm her down from her wicked ways away from work, because what people won't know is she might be a very professional and very good detective at work.
Yeah.
Away from work, she's a totally different character.
Well,
there you
go.
And I'm not going to say any more and spoil anything.
But he could be a consultant for a chapter, couldn't he?
Absolutely.
That's my bright idea. I want the revenue, please.
It's your bright idea, Maggie. she will have to speak to him. Probably at the beginning of book two, we introduce him. Sort of, in a way.
Right. Don't keep it away. Don't keep it away.
No, I won't. But they will actually work together.
Good. But this book is absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
Well, the nice thing is, Maggie, like you've said there, the feedback from people who have already got the
proof copies
to look at it, because it's going to go out, and I think it starts on the 9th of January right through to the end of February. I think it's going to be reviewed by independent bloggers every day.
Good.
So that's a vast amount of people reviewing it.
Isn't it?
You know from your comments and the other people's comments that we can start breathing again.
I just couldn't put it down.
Hopefully people will fall in behind it, enjoy her character and the others she meets on the way. And like Carol said, there will be a link with Jack Dylan at some stage. And he will come back, no doubt, in his full force at some stage later.
You never know.
So these stories that your new character goes through, are these based on anything in reality, or are they completely now come from your imagination?
I was going to say, you're thinking about the female character out of work.
I was thinking more of the actual cases rather than who's working them.
Yeah, no. Some of it is factual. Stolen, if you like, from events that have occurred and that I've dealt with. Yeah. And the other bit is adding extra into it to create more of a twist and turns in it, and to keep the reader guessing a little bit as to who's the major player in this.
But as you know, Kelvin, there's nothing stranger than the truth. So the strangest things that happened to Charlie Mann is based on truth.
Yeah, I know that one of the foundations of the Dylan series was based on the reality of yours and Bob's experience in the police.
And with D.I. Charlie Mann, you know...
Still there.
It's very much still there. We pride ourselves on, obviously, everything being correct in terms of police procedure.
Yes.
But, you know, the... Dear Charlie Mann is loosely based on several police women that we know.
Yeah.
You know, and a bit of there comes from quite a few police personnel.
Yes.
So, you know, I think a lot of quite a few police women that friends of ours will say, that's me.
Well, I was going to say,
not the minx, no.
Do you get that, come back to, is that me you're talking about there? Was that me you're talking about there?
Yeah.
People do say that to us, that's me, isn't it?
Yeah, that's me.
We say, no, it isn't.
No, we don't like you, we killed you off in book one. Yeah,
absolutely, yeah.
The power of the pen.
Absolutely. The only legal way you can kill somebody, I think.
Exactly. Paper.
Exactly.
It keeps us away from thinking about things like Brexit.
Oh, no, can't mention that.
Don't start that. You're not allowed to mention that, though.
Slap my hand.
We're
enjoying it, and like we say, we're doing 2 and 3... difficult but different storylines as well.
Yes.
Okay, you've never shied away from difficult storylines, but it's doing it with a different character, I suspect, is the hard bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah, building a new character. But like we've said before, you know, Kelvin, we do base our characters. You know, I can hear my friends, the police women, this is, you know, what I was saying before, I can hear them talking to me, you know, I can hear the voices, I can hear the comments they come out with.
Yes.
And that's what I draw upon in their voice, you know, in Charlie Mann's voice.
Yes, but did you actually dress Bob up in a dress so you could see what Charlie Mann would look like?
I didn't know she told you that, but there's nothing wrong in that, you know. Nothing wrong.
Well, it's been
cool
lovely.
Uniforms are like
it's
that,
been lovely to talk to you both, and it's wonderful. Tell people where they can get this book from.
Well, yeah, I mean, every good bookshop. I mean, at the moment, it's pre-order, obviously, because but because the paperback is not out. From Amazon, you can get the, you can pre-order the, to make sure you're one of the first to read it, you can pre-order
the title is?
And paperback on Amazon, so that's the best place to get it at the moment.
And the title of the book?
Sorry?
The title of the book?
The title of the book is Payback.
Yeah.
And it's R.C. Bridgestock.
It is,
Payback
by
R.C. Bridgestock. I know Maggie's really proud that she's been able to review it. She said, look, I've got a pre a review copy. It's got review copy stamped on it.
Exactly.
Not for resale.
You can have a copy, a proof copy of the next one, Maggie, but we don't know a title yet, do we?
Oh, dear.
Well, I mean, the words are the most important, but you can always work out the title afterwards, can't you?
Absolutely. Usually our agent or our agent PA comes up with something absolutely startling.
I think the next one...
He's a bookseller, and a bookseller, he says the title's so important, and he says...
It is.
And, and it's got to be short, and it's got to tell the reader what they're getting as soon as they pick it up.
Well, the next one's got to be called Back Pay, then, isn't it?
Well, you never know. But in amongst, we're busy with that, and we're busy consulting with TV companies.
Good.
One from London.
Yeah.
Two from London, actually.
Yeah.
And involved in one or two other things. And once we can tell you about these things,
we will. Definitely. You'll be the first to know.
Oh, thank you.
It isn't a Dylan story yet, but no. Hopefully somebody out there will pick that one up.
You never know. It's been lovely to talk to you.
We're living up.
We're going to pop up and see you at the end of the month.
You are, and congratulations on your award.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we're very pleased with that.
Marvellous.
We watch with interest.
Thank you.
Well, you've worked hard. Everybody there has worked very hard.
Have.
And you deserve it.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you, Bob and Carol.
It'll be lovely to see you both.
So thank you very much, Bob. Thank you very much, Carol. See you soon. Bye.
Your
support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.